Christ Church. It was to be the marriage of the century, June 8, 1834, right here in front of you at Christ Church. With Bishop William White presiding, the congregation witnessed the union of Pierce Butler and Fanny Kemble. He was the grandson of a founding father. She was the preeminent Shakespearean actress of her generation, from an English family that had single-handedly pushed acting into a respectable profession. Both were very much in love with each other, and as such, this marriage should have endured in any ordinary time. But this was no ordinary time. This was antebellum Philadelphia, a time rife with tension and split loyalties over the issue of slavery. Philadelphia itself was divided over the issue of slavery. Christ Church reflected that division. Fanny Kemble was an abolitionist, while Pierce Butler's family owned two plantations in Georgia and in South Carolina. This singular indifference undid their marriage. The politics of the era undid their marriage. When Pierce took his wife and two children to his Georgia plantation to claim his inheritance, Fanny was left aghast by the daily cruelty she witnessed. Neither could get past or put aside each other's beliefs on slavery, each expecting the other to eventually acquiesce. Neither did. Their divorce in 1847 was a 19th-century tabloid sensation. While Fanny gained nominal financial support in the settlement, Pierce won custody of the children, using her acting career as evidence that she'd be an unfit mother. And sadly, her children would always side with their father on this point. But Fanny dusted herself off, her marital saga only making her more entrenched in the correctness of her beliefs. In 1861, she published A Journal of a Residence on a Georgian Plantation, the most combustible book on slavery and plantation life ever written outside of Uncle Tom's Cabin. Until her death in 1893, she became an advocate for progressive social causes, and in particular, woman's suffrage, on both sides of the Atlantic. This is but one of the numerous stories held within the walls of Christ Church and its burial ground. Christ Church is open every day to the public, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 12 to 5, and its burial ground at 5th and Arch is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. Both sites welcome you and are eager to do so. Thank you.